Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hopefully everyone is having a great day. It is Wednesday. It is hump day, and you are in the cave with PLR. Music did a thing of its own this morning, but it's back, it's working, and we are going to do it again with another great show. Like I said, this is PLR, this is the Cave Show, and we have some topics that we really want to get into today. We're going to talk NFL, of course. Cardinals keep throwing up a lot of different phrases, so we want to talk about that a little bit. NCAA coming down on a lot of guys. Some real big name guys got fired. They're doing a lot of things that they shouldn't be doing, so we're going to talk about that as well. And some NBA moves that are coming up. Training camps have opened, I believe, for all the teams, so we're going to dive into that. We're just waiting for Dwayne Wade to officially be a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, even though he is an unofficial member. That's officially a member that can be now an official member. Anyway, as usual, we are brought to you by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona. Alma School in Chandler Heights. I know that I go down there all the time, watch games. They have a whole bunch of televisions up. They do have the NFL League Pass, so you can get down there and check out your favorite team play. And while you're there, of course, you're at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Smoke you a steak. Here's the best part. You can become a member, and you'll have a locker with your name tag on it that backs up to a humidor. And so when you're buying your sticks, you don't have to worry about taking them home, worrying about if you have another humidor or you have some way to keep them fresh. As a member, you just throw them in your locker, and when you come back, you open your locker, and there they are. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco on Chandler Heights and Alma School. Let them know PLR sent you, and you get a discount on any cigar purchase that you have. Well, I have a special surprise sitting in today from her, I would say her annual vacation. I can't even say semi-annual vacation. I can't say monthly vacation. Back from her weekly vacation, the one, the only Chambers is with us today. Chambers, what is happening with you?
Well, you know, that little quick trip. I'm here to hang out with you guys today. Excited to be here.
Quick trip. You're not a convenience store. You take a trip every week.
Listen, don't worry about what I be doing, okay?
You know, it's a good thing that a lot of people don't have eyes on you, because they would really start to worry these weekly trips. I might have to call the IRS myself. You may be getting ill-gotten gains.
Listen, keep the IRS out of this, okay?
You know, leave them alone as long as they're leaving us alone.
Right, exactly. They don't bother us, we don't bother them, okay?
I don't want to get into this yet again. I really don't. But I do want to announce a couple of things that are happening in the world of politics / sports. When everyone says keep sports, or rather keep politics out of sports, I love that people want to keep politics out of sports now that it's something they don't want to see. But no one is saying keep politics and other things out of sports when athletes are raising money for good causes. But no one wants athletes to talk about sports when it's talking about something they don't want to talk about. But DirecTV is doing something that they never do. I've never known DirecTV to give a refund on anything, even when they're wrong. They try to split everything out or give you credit or give you this. They never want to give cash back. But they have said anyone who wants to cancel their package due to athletes not standing for the national anthem or, you know, anything political, they will actually cancel your subscription for that package, and they will give you a full refund of what you pay for. Chambers, I've never heard of DirecTV giving money back.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never heard of that either. And the thing is, I mean, I don't have no words. for it. I really feel
you
like
know?
I'm literally speechless at the fact of like how far this has gone. And the thing is nobody's going to not watch football. Like, do people understand that? No matter what happens, there's still going to be millions of TVs turned on Sunday to watch these games, whether you get your money back or not. So what? People are going to start abusing that. People who don't even care about the situation are going to call to get their money back, and then they're just going to go to the bars and watch the games. I mean, is it really? Are you really helping the cause to say, oh, well, you don't want to watch the game, so we're going to refund you your money, so, you know, we're not a part of the problem? I just think this whole thing is a big joke.
You know what's funny, and I said this, and I'm being honest for both ways. I remember when a lot of people said we should boycott the NFL, or people should boycott the NFL if Colin Kaepernick does not get a contract. And what mm-hmm. I said to them was, you can't boycott the NFL because the player's not playing, because the NFL will never fill that hit. So if you say, well, I'm not going to watch NFL games on Sunday, and let's take ABC, ESPN, right? They're all one and the same. You say, I'm not going to watch that Sunday night game or that Monday night game because I don't like it that Colin Kaepernick is in the NFL. But then Grey's Anatomy comes on and you watch it. Scandal comes on and you still watch it. You're still generating revenue for that
TV
outlet.
Yeah, you're supporting the network. Mm-hmm.
So to actually boycott and really boycott something, you have to boycott the network. That's when advertisers start to feel the pinch, and then that's when they apply pressure because they're spending their money. But you can't just say, well, I'm not – that's like me saying, you know what, I'm not going to watch Stars. It's terrible. They show too many adult movies. But then I still keep Stars because I want to watch Power. Well, I'm still supporting it. It doesn't matter. So all these boycotts and all this stuff, and you made
exactly.
a great point. You know, yeah, I'm going to cancel my individual subscription, but I'm going to go to a bar to still watch my team play their game. So if you do that, you may be taking money directly out of DirecTV's pocket, who's already signed their contract, who's already got a ton of money, but you're still going to watch that network by going down to a bar where you're paying for food and you're paying for drinks and you're paying for all this other stuff. You're still supporting it. And I just don't get it. I think it sounds good to say boycott, but you're not really boycotting. Let's just be honest.
Right, exactly. Because when it all boils down to it, they're not losing out because you don't watch, but the, you know, every other place that, you know, every bar that is a bar, is going to have that game playing. Okay, and they're going to have it on 50 million TVs. And they're going to pay their subscription every month. They're also losing any money by giving these people their money back. In all actuality, they're probably saving themselves from people from it getting to the point where people are like, oh, DirecTV doesn't support this. Let's cancel and go to regular cable. You know what I'm saying? I think they're playing, what do you want to call it, or they're trying to buffer what could happen in the future, you know. So I feel like they're trying to, you know, just wiggle their way in, like, you know, they want to support you one way or the other, because the next thing is going to be like, oh, well, DirecTV is not canceling, or DirecTV is supporting it in support of this. Now we all need to move to local cable, you know, or whatever the case may be. They're not losing any money off this, and 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody calling to cancel no type of membership, because if you bought the membership, you won't watch football. Nobody buys Sunday ticket who's not into football, okay? People don't just get Sunday ticket just to have it. It's too expensive. So if you paid for it, clearly it's because you need it on a regular basis. And it's not even just watching TV at home. If you're out and you can't get to a TV or something, and you can share the games live, it's multi-purpose. So I just really feel like this is a way for DirecTV to say they don't want to be in the middle of no nonsense.
Yeah, this is great PR for them, to be perfectly honest with you. Because it's the NFL. People come back. Major League Baseball, people come back. And here's my opinion on it. If you don't want to watch athletes stand, not stand, do whatever for the national anthem, whatever side you're on, tune into the game 1 minute after. like that wouldn't faze me one way or the other. If everyone is standing and I was against that, tune in at kickoff. I mean, I don't understand. I really don't understand how that drives you away from watching the game that you want to watch. I think there's a lot of bandwagon people out there that are saying, well, I'm just not going to do this. And they feel real good about themselves, and that's great. And if that's what they want to do, that's great. Just like Alejandro Villanueva from Pittsburgh, this man came out and apologized for making his team look bad, making his coach look bad because he wasn't with him. But I want to tell you something. If he felt that's what he wanted to do, and he gave the reason why he thought his teammates were with him, they thought he was right behind him, he didn't want to untake his hand from the start, he didn't want to start walking back, he didn't want to cause any more of a spectacle. This man is a respected, decorated military person who served two terms. If he wants to stand up for the national anthem, he should stand up for the national anthem. If he wants to put his hand over his heart, he should. He doesn't owe anybody an explanation. And this is the part where I think gets lost in this whole thing. If you want to stand for the anthem, you should stand for the anthem. You could do other things to show, but it's there's no need to apologize for standing. There is no need. He should not have to come out and apologize. Now, he's part of a team, and he didn't want to be a separatist and do something that they agreed to. But it's the people. This man didn't have to apologize. He there was no need for him to apologize. And what gets me is he was getting all the praises, which he well deserved, but people didn't even know the story. They're like, oh, so here's a stand-up guy. He told his team, beep you, I'm going to do – and that's not exactly what happened. And I love how the false narratives come out and everything comes out. And certain teams want to be a part of it. The Dallas Cowboys, before the anthem. And then you get – I'm going to say something. The person who called NFL players SOBs does not get it that even though they didn't technically stand for the anthem, they still were standing against you for what you said in regards to everything else. So you praising people, you have lost touch with reality because – they were still doing it anyway. If you rob the bank or you drive the getaway car, you're still in the same thing. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You're still together. But, look, I just wish some accord would come with this because I'm one for one tired of talking about it. I'd rather just talk football and let football be football. And if you wish to protest, fine. If you don't want to protest, fine. To me, my opinion, it has no impact on me watching. Like I said, wait a minute, and you'll get what you want. If you don't want to, if you want to see it, tune in right on time. Believe me, the news networks are more than happy to keep showing this over and over and over. So let's get into some football.
Yes, because we are going to be on this topic forever.
A long, long time until either all players start or all players stop. One way or the other. One way or the other.
Exactly.
I just find it funny that no one wants to believe that there is some type of racism that still goes on in this country. But be that what it may, I just want to give kudos to Alejandro Villanueva because, to be honest with you, if you're a decorated war vet, you shouldn't have to ever apologize for fighting for this country, ever, ever. Here's my question for you. I've been listening to the Cardinals talk, and I've been following what they're saying, and obviously – everything that's going on. And Carson Palmer, they gave Carson Palmer kudos for the way that he played under duress nonstop against the Cowboys. But Chambers, I'm going to tell you, in all honesty, it really does look like he's lost just a little bit, even when he's not pressured. It seems like he lost just a little bit more than he had last year, than a little bit more than he had the year before. And I think the Cardinals are kidding themselves if they don't go out and focus on getting a quarterback that's ready to play sooner rather than later.
Well, yeah, of course. I 100% agree with that because, I mean, like, it's like a broken record. You are only as good as whoever is behind center. Like, I don't care. The defense can't score 35 points a game. Now, it's possible maybe one game, but it's not possible to do that on a consistent basis. If you don't have a consistent quarterback, you pretty much just are going to stay somewhere in the middle. And if that's your goals as a franchise, then great. But, I mean, if your goal is to get to the dance, then you have to start thinking about what's more important and start making some sacrifices so you can get the franchise player that matters.
Oh, I agree. Larry Fitzgerald had a great Renaissance game and showed people just how good he continues to be. But even with his great game, I was reading off some of the stats for the Cardinals yesterday, and they can't run the ball. They can't block anyone. I really see a 5-11, 6-10 team. I really do. It's going to take something for me to change my mind. I believe they have San Francisco up next, and that's a very winnable game. If they don't beat San Francisco, then something
it's
is
gonna be
really
a problem.
Alarming. Yeah, it's really alarming for this team if that's the case. But what do you see with the Cardinals right now with their deficiencies, and what do you think will help them get over the hump and get something going that's sustainable?
You know, I feel like I feel like the Cardinals have a very good defense, okay? Not that they're saying that they're their best, but they're definitely up there on the top. But their defense cannot hold up if their offense is not doing anything. And the thing is the game Monday night, Carson Palmer started off great. He looked good. I was like, uh-oh, you know, Dallas might get shut out this game. That's what I'm thinking in the first quarter. But then he did nothing else. I mean, he has a couple good throws, but then the rest of them are crap. Like, it's like there's no consistency there. So, like, they have no real offense. And it's sad because as good of a game as Fitzgerald had, it didn't even matter because nobody else on offense showed up. So it's like
well, especially left side of their
superstar.
Well, I was going to say especially left side of the offensive line. And I – okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
Six
I'm just
sacks?
Like, wow.
Like six sacks? You got to be kidding me.
And
like, I mean,
and
I
the
know
pressures.
People's offensive line suck. Yeah, I know, you know, people's offensive line, you know, they're not together. Maybe they're not used to playing together. You know, you got the new players rotating in and out. I get it. But you ain't the only one with offensive line issues. Some of that, I get it. It does fall on the line. But some of that falls on Palmer, too. Like, come on. You see the sack coming. Like, get rid of the ball or at least make an effort. Like, I just feel like he just falls. I just feel like he collapses with the pressure. Like, I feel like he doesn't, you know, try to get out of it.
You know something, though? I will say this to his defense. They call a lot of five-step drops. And I think they need to do some plays where he gets the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker, consistently doing five-step drops. I think that's doing a disservice.
Because he's slow.
Well, but if he's slow, then you want to get the ball out quicker. You want to do some three-step drops, ball gone. But some of the plays that the Cardinals run, because the Cardinals do like to go vertical. A lot of teams like to dink and dunk, but the Cardinals like to go vertical. But if your offensive line can't hold up for him to go through progressions, then it's kind of tough.
Receivers aren't creating space either, though. Like if you want to get the ball out that fast, your receivers have to be open. If your receiver's not open, then you're talking interception.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. He's lost just a little bit because Carson Palmer used to be able to throw you open. Let's just be honest. Green Bay doesn't have the best wide receivers. Outside of Jordy Nelson, they do not have great receivers. But Aaron Rodgers throws them open. You guys, the New England Patriots, they don't have – I mean, I love Brandon Cooks, but the rest of the receivers don't always get just wide open. But Tom Brady has the ability to throw them open. I don't think Carson no longer has the ability to throw you open. But hold on, we have a caller online. I want to bring him in. Caller, welcome to the Cave Show. You're on with PLR and Chambers. Who do we have on the line?
We have Lou from New Jersey.
Hey, how you doing today, Lou?
All right.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, but I can't say the same for Rick Pitino. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we were going to get into that. We'll go ahead.
Goner.
Okay, he should be gone.
True.
he survived the sex scandal, which I still can't – well, let me phrase that. He survived two sex scandals. He survived his own. He survived the players. And – for him to come out and say, again, I know nothing, is an insult.
It's also a lie.
Yeah, it's an insult to anybody any and everybody's intelligence. You can't have three I didn't knows going on when you're the head coach of a program.
No, you can't. It's like, you know, that means he's covering up for somebody.
Yeah, the people that he hires.
Yeah.
You know what? This is what he does. He hires this kind of person. He hires, he doesn't want to do his own dirty work, obviously. No head coach wants to do their own dirty work. So he hires the assassin to do it for him. Yeah, he hires the assassin to do it for him. I didn't know they were going to go out there and do that. You hired that guy. I didn't know that guy was going to go rob a bank. You hired a bank robber. What do bank robbers do? They rob banks. That's what he hired. So he's been getting away with not knowing for a while. But you know what? I think this is a problem, though. The NCAA is the greediest mafia in this United States of America that we live in. And they are so relegated to not giving players anything that players are finding ways to get it themselves. And I know a lot of people don't believe athletes should be paid, but I firmly believe they should get more than they get, because you can go out, and if you're a student, you can go out, you can get a part-time job, you can do a lot. And I believe everyone should be treated fairly, but I do not believe everything is done fairly. And by that I'm saying, if you play college football, you're usually driving revenue. And they say, well, then the swim team should get the same. No, they shouldn't, because the swim team doesn't drive revenue. If you're a marketing manager for Best Buy and you're driving billions in revenue, and someone else is a regional sales manager for the local bakery, they shouldn't make the same money. They're not driving the exact same revenue. Even though the title is the same, as opposed, you could say, athlete to athlete, marketing into marketing, the business is different and the dollars are different. And that's honestly the real world. So I think it's coming back to bite the NCAA that these players are finding every loophole possible to get paid.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more on that. And I think it was due. Even this morning it said he's entering his last days. Well, we find out this afternoon it's official.
Yep.
And I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not sad either. You know what? Now I'm waiting to see if the NCAA does the dumbest things they ever do, vacate titles. I think that's the stupidest thing. You vacate wins. You vacate titles. We saw these with our eyes.
No, I don't think that's the right thing to do. I mean, vacate titles, no.
No. It's just dumb.
That's stupid.
I saw USC play Texas in one of the greatest championship games ever. USC that title has been vacated. I saw that game. No matter what you tell me, I saw that game. That was 2005, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, that one.
So.
I think I recall that now, yes.
So, yeah. So but I will say this. Louisville has questionable hires anyway. They have Pitino and they have Petrino, who are both very questionable people. And if Louisville knew what they were getting in bed with when they hired him, both of them, especially after their scandals, and they took the chance and they were winning. So you know what? It's not always that person's fault. If you know who you're hiring, that's who you're hiring. That's who you're getting. You know they'll bend rules. You know they'll break some rules. You know they have no issue lying. Petrino was the greatest liar ever. When you're riding around with your girlfriend on the back of your bike and you get into an accident, he lied his butt off. He wrote that lie all the way to the end until someone literally said, dude, we saw you and we saw her. Ah, crap. Well, it wasn't what you thought. And you still hired him. So they're next. I bet you they're next.
I think they would too. It wouldn't surprise me if they are next.
Exactly. Well, my friend, I thank you for calling. We just got a couple things to wrap up and bring the show to an end. So I thank you for calling. Don't forget tonight we have another show at 8 o'clock. All
8
football
o'clock?
Talk and 8 o'clock, 11
oh,
your
wait,
time.
Wait, 8 o'clock West Coast time, right?
West Coast time, so 11 o'clock your time.
That's what I was there. I was there because 8 o'clock, ooh boy, I don't think I can make that one. But I can make it at 11, yes.
All righty. Yep. Well, we'll be on and we'll be waiting for you if you have anything you want to talk about. All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
I had to reschedule when you, because you don't turn the clocks back in November, so it might be a little bit confusing for me. Ooh boy.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, Chambers, so I do want to get into something real quick before we run out of time here. Dwayne Wade going to Cleveland. And I want you to give me whatever comes to your mind when I say this phrase. Dwayne Wade going to Cleveland is?
The best thing that can ever happen to Cleveland.
Really?
If LeBron's trying to get another, yeah, honestly, let me tell you why. Because, first of all, LeBron's trying to get another ring. That's first and foremost. Wade wants another ring. They already know that they can play well together. The only reason that he left Miami was because he couldn't do it with Wade alone. He can wait now. On top of what he already has, they're adding Dwayne Wade to the situation. Now, as long as Wade can stay healthy, they're going to be the contenders for Golden State or what possibly may be the Oklahoma City Thunder. You can't tell me nobody else is going to be in high competition, you know, in the East. New York has definitely lost all of its marbles, letting Carmelo go. They let him go for basically free. So, you know, who are we talking about here? Celtics?
You know, I think the Celtics are going to win the East.
I mean, they would be the only ones. They would be the only ones.
I mean, when you really – okay, again, my opinion, and
right.
We're going to go into this long and strong on Thursday when I do courtside with PLR when it comes back for this season. Cleveland, and I'll go through this quick. Cleveland actually, to me, got worse because they were already a bad defensive team. And Dwayne Wade, as great as he is, he can no longer defend the basketball. Derrick Rose doesn't play defense. LeBron James plays defense, but not all the time anymore. He takes his breaks every now and then. And J.R. Smith plays defense more so when he's touching it on offense. And Isaiah Thomas is the worst defender in the league. So I just, to be honest with you, I don't think Dwayne Wade going to Cleveland closed the gap between Cleveland and Golden State anyway.
Boston.
If anything, I think Golden State got better by picking up Swaggy P. So I don't think the gap was closed. I think the only way if I was Dwayne Wade, believe it or not, I would have went to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I mean that would have been another good move for him. But if you're talking about going to, you know, not to say who doesn't want to play with Westbrook, because he's to me, I mean, obviously LeBron is the best player, you know, in the league, but Westbrook is close number two, you know, because at least Westbrook plays defense.
Westbrook plays, he plays good video defense, where it looks like he's playing defense. But sometimes he missed some assignments. I think the second best player in the NBA is Kevin Durant. And when I say second best, I don't mean second best by, like, here's LeBron and here's Kevin Durant. I mean, they're like 1A, 1B. And to me, at times, 1B plays better than 1A. He definitely outplayed 1A in the finals because everyone talks about LeBron's averaging a triple-double. But they conveniently leave out that for the first three games, he had 11 points. In the fourth quarter total. So Kevin Durant flat out played him. I mean,
you're right. And I think, you know, I think Kevin Durant is taking a lot of flack for, you know, the moves that he made. But, you know, it doesn't take away from his talent. But, you know, obviously, you know, he's definitely up there. But if you're talking about, you know, that killer instinct, you know, I don't see Kevin Durant having that, you know. I see Westbrook.
Me and you got it.
Huh?
Me and you got to talk. Kevin Durant crushed him. You don't remember that pull-up three right in LeBron's face
when
in the final?
When you're playing with nothing but superstars, you're bound to look like a superstar. What can you do when you have nobody else? That's what I want to see from Kevin Durant. Because right
you
now
know what?
He's playing with a bunch of Michael Jordans, and I can't see his talent through that.
Then you need to get some glasses and rewatch that NBA Finals.
I mean, rewatch that. I mean, I'm not saying that he's a bad player. I'm not saying he's terrible. I'm just saying I have a different view of his talent.
Well, I want you to watch that from a different side of the room so you get a different view. Because Kevin Durant balled out in the finals. Balled out. And by the way, LeBron did play with two Hall of Famers himself when he won his title. With that said, tell everyone how they can get a hold of you.
You guys can reach me on social media, official_Mimi_C. You guys know my show is coming on tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for gameplay. We should have a lot to talk about. Nothing but football on my show, guys.
All righty. And then, of course, you can get us at The Cave Show. Excuse me. I don't know what's wrong with me. At The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Make sure you go to thesportscave.com to check out what we're doing online on our website. And, of course, you can get me directly at PLR on sports. Until next time, thanks for Luke calling in. Our callers, all our callers are calling on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Chambers, who was actually on the Kerry Lackey Law Line today as well. Until tomorrow for the K-Show, 1 p.m., this is PLR. Thanks for listening. And, everyone, have a great rest of your hump day. Until tomorrow, this is PLR. This is the K-Show. For Chambers, like I said, this is the K-Show. Take care. Have a great day.